This would be mountain lion season.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. The second petition here was brought forward by Mr. Brad Tisdall, also a member of the South Dakota Houndsman Association. And this is an organization that, as an agency, we have been engaged with and involved with numerous discussions around the mountain lion hunting season for years. The petition that's been brought forward here, their request by Mr. Tisdall is asking for some expansion of opportunity for mountain lion hunting outside the Black Hills Fire Protection District, so out on the prairie. Right now, out on the prairie, a mountain lion hunt with the use of hounds must start on private property, but then can go onto and culminate onto some public land, in particular, from school and public lands, and then Bureau of Land Management properties. It does not include national forest grasslands or department game production areas, and that's what the request for this particular petition is. So this time, again, we'll ask if Mr. Tisdall has been able to join via the Zoom or phone call to give him the opportunity to speak to you, the commission, on his thoughts and perspectives and justification for the petition. Brad, are you able to join the call? Or
is my microphone working on the Zoom?
Yes. Very good, Brad. The floor is yours. Take this opportunity to visit to the commission on your justification for submitting the petition.
All right. Thank you for allowing us this opportunity. First and foremost, I think this petition brings a lot of different opportunities to a select amount of sportsmen. But I am also part of the stakeholders group 2 years ago when we had this discussion on some of these items that were brought forth. And this item was one that was brought up and passed by the majority of most of the people in the room at the stakeholders group. But as we go through this, you know, like I said, this is going to allow more opportunities to houndsmen, houndswomen, you know. Number two, it would allow houndsmen people the same access to public land that every other sportsman or sportswomen have access to use. You know, we've been kind of set aside and told, no, you can't use that public land. You know, third, it's going to help control the mountain lions in an area that the department has stated for years we are not interested in managing for mountain lions. You know, with landowners, a landowner that has a problem lion or what they presume a problem lion, that gives us a little more chance to help them out. And to be honest, the mountain lions that are presumed a problem actually are more of a problem than one that actually is what we would consider a real problem lion. The presumed lions seem to be way more of a problem from the voices' point of view from landowners. They just are. It's different. Another item is it's less demanding. It's less demanding than hunting in the mountains or the hills or, you know, some the other states around us that allow hound hunting. This gives a really good opportunity to add some youth, some seniors, possibly some disabled vets into this deal. I've been a part of 4 mountain lion hunts outside the Black Hills Fire Protection District where we had a wheelchair hunter, and 3 times we ended up using the secondary shooter. But finally, on the 4th time, we were able to take a wheelchair hunter and get him to a mountain lion tree. And I can tell you, it was one of the neatest situations I've ever seen. I've also been part of the hunt of a lifetime in Wisconsin, where we carried a wheelchair child to a tree for another hunt in Wisconsin. But, you know, we see that this also becomes an educational aspect for people. The people that we go and we help in the Custer State Park, they all have this imaginary idea on how hound hunting really works, and they really have a change in heart after doing it on how much time it takes, how much time it takes working with the dogs, how much hard it is working with the dogs, and what it all takes to put this all together. And I guess that's our input from our group. If you have any questions, I'd love to answer any questions that anybody's got. I'll be flying off the seat of my pants with those questions, but I hope that I can answer them correctly for you.
Thank you, Brad. Any questions from the commission? I have no questions from the commission. Thank you, Brad. Tom?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Watkins, do you have a question? Oh, okay. So, Mr. Chairman and commissioners, again, this is a conversation piece we had internally as a department staff, a lot of discussions around this. A couple of things I'll just offer to you before I do your recommendation. Again, this concept of using the hounds outside the Black Hills Fire Protection District, and this was implemented several years back here. One of the primary reasons was some of the concerns expressed by a few landowners of some depredation issues surrounding mountain lions. And this gave an opportunity for the use of hounds to, if it was believed that it was a mountain lion, to pursue that mountain lion, use the houndsmen and those individuals that have the hounds, that have the capability and training to do so. But that's also why the rule is also in place that it must start on private property, but then can lead over into these public lands as they are pursuing a potential path. One of the things that we have learned is that while these do happen every now and then, it is not a frequent outing. It's not a frequent activity. It's not something that's happening weekly. I mean, they do happen from now and then, but they certainly are not common out there in terms of the number or frequency of those pursuits of a potential lion. Based on those things and what we have seen over the past several years with the current rule in place, which does allow onto school and public lands and Bureau of Land Management properties, we just have not seen those potential or perceived conflicts that might have occurred out there. I can certainly ask other regional staff to jump in, but I think based on the conversations that I've heard and their discussions, we just have not seen those issues or concerns arising out there and those potential conflicts. So based on all that and the opportunity that Mr. Tisdale talked about, our recommendation to you as a commission would be to accept this petition and put it out there for public comment on this particular aspect, which would be adding those national grasslands and game production areas to those areas where the use of hounds to track mountain lions could take place. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I'll turn it back over to you, and we will try to answer the questions that you may have for us today.
Okay, thank you, Tom. Any questions from the commission? Mr. Beese.
Commissioner Beese here. The list does not include the Black Hills National Forest. Correct, Commissioner. This would be outside of the Black Hills Fire Protection District, so Black Hills would not be included. This still pertains only to out on the prairies, if I can say that, outside of Black Hills.
I see. I agree with it, but I'd like to see the Black Hills and fall underneath the rules because the way Custer State Park says they're not lying, not hunting this up. Brad would ever consider redoing his position to add that to where there's a certain amount of tags allotted for houndsmen to participate that in the Black Hills also. That's just my opinion. But I do support the petition.
Thank you, Mr. Reed. Any other comments? Mr. Spring.
I'd like to add, too, that another step would be for the private land inside the Black Hills, I expect that you would be able to use dogs there. Now, of course, we have problems with deprivation. Livestock or whatever inside that area. I think it's something to look forward to. I think this petition is great, but I think we could go forward.
Thank you, Mr. Spring. My sense is we have to vote up or down on this petition. We need to go into the public comment period. However, at the finalization is when we can modify, if I'm not mistaken. Would that be correct, Tom?
Mr. Chairman, that would be one alternative or one approach. And then obviously, as we talk about the Mount 900 season and recommendations there, that can also be a point of discussion as part of the development of the Mount 900 proposals, where you're the commission body can develop proposals as well. But as we speak here at the moment, you would have to go based on what the petition is asking, correct? Either yes or no on the petition itself.
Okay, thank you. Okay, with that, any other additional comments from the commission? All right, at this point, I would entertain a motion up or down on the petition.
I move to approve.
Commissioner Lockett moves. Second by Commissioner Spring. Any additional comments? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion passes. Thank you. Thank you, Brad.